the magazine has come to where we now have a sign on the outside of our building that you can see from the 405 freeway. It's a big moment. It's a big moment that we're all very excited about.
We looked at this building a few months ago and said, this looks like a ship. A christening ceremony would be a good thing. And so here we are.
Whoa!
Whoa!
The greatest progress for liberty involved, I think, the evolution, the development, the evolution of the libertarian think tanks, Reason, Cato, and other groups that share our vision, Institute for Justice, that's litigating in the courts.
Seeing the collapse of communism when I was in high school, it was a source of pride, and it gave me such a sense of political optimism.
Probably the internet.
Yeah, why's that?
It's very difficult for government to control.
The fall of the Soviet Union, the liberalization, although hardly freedom, in China. I mean, just in terms of sheer numbers of people affected.
In American culture, the advent and the popularity of hip-hop has broken open the ideas of many people, and the ideas about what we can do with our bodies and our minds.
Consumer choices are making us more free than ever.
There are always young people who are rediscovering the foundations of liberty from which one can derive one's rights and the ingredients of a just constitution. I think that's a big move forward.
Seems like, you know, the walls are really closing in around those who are still somewhat bigoted when it comes to same-sex marriage.
Hopefully people will be getting smarter and the truth will come out more easily because of the fact that it's easier to find it on the internet.
I am a fan of Reason magazine because to me it is the last place in American culture where we can find radical ideas.
It's that combination of a serious understanding of ideas with the ability to communicate and popularize.
It's insisted that the free society is a product of reason, not of faith, not of trust, not of cronyism, but because it makes the best sense for human beings to live in.
Reason doesn't only add to the conversation, Reason creates the conversation. And we're so lucky to work around a group of people who are smart and, you know, by and large, non-judgmental and so keyed into so many facets of society, whether it's political or cultural.
Irrespective of whether it's cool or in, or whether it's cutting edge, Reason has always been that voice, a consistent voice for freedom and liberty.
And we have always, from the beginning, have had practical, hard-hitting approaches to resolve complex problems that take liberty seriously.